concerned about global warming and the urgent need to act now to protect human lives and the lives of all beings, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Thailand and Ao Lạc, Vietnam, organized another climate change conference entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. During the conference, distinguished guests and dignitaries from different parts of the world expressed their support for the meat-free diet as the single most effective solution to stop methane emissions and curb global warming. Held on August 15th at Sukhothai Thammathirat Open University in Nantaburi, Thailand, over 2,500 guests attended the conference. Among the scores of distinguished guests and ambassadors who attended were Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya, member of the Thai Parliament, former NASA scientist, Mr. Inuu Susuan, senior executive vice president of the Bank of Agriculture and Agriculture Cooperatives, Professor Dawan Wiwatanate, PhD, deputy director, Energy Research Institute, Chulalongkorn University, Sir Valelo Gardner Kwapile, Counselor of the Embassy of the Republic of South Africa, Sir Howell Howard, Regional Environment of the Economic Section of the Embassy of the United States of America, Sir Nikolai N. Pomoshninov, Minister Counselor of Embassy of Russia, and Sir Stepan N. Golovin, Representative of Embassy of Russia, Dr. Win Ta Nguyen, PhD, specializing in energy studies at Paris University in France, Dr. Win Te Min Kyu, PhD, MD, Chairwoman of Food and Nutrition Association, and Dr. No Duc Vong, PhD, environmentalist. Invited as guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the audience. In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past 2 decades. We must be organic vegetarian or vegan, meaning an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference on climate change with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, held on August 15th, 2009 in Nantaburi, Thailand.
Our next question from us is from Jung Toi To Jungler from Haiphong Jungling Theater. Let me read the question for you.
Hello,
Supreme Master Qinghai. I'm a regular viewer of Supreme Master Television. I'm touched by your noble deeds for the world and all beings. I would like to ask, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association has activities worldwide, especially in curbing global warming, and has the support of many people and governments. Why is it not officially operating in Ao Lạc?
Maybe it will be, yes. Yes, everything changes all the time. Political situation change, people change, planetary change, you know, moral standard change, humanity change for better. Everything changes all the time. This question, perhaps it's just temporarily. In the future, we don't even need to ask these questions. Or even if we do, the whole world is our home. So if we do not have a chance to operate in this little room, we will have a chance to operate in another room. Yes, but you know, we are doing something in Ao Lạc all the time. Our association members there spread the SOS global warming, and they go about planting trees in many barren areas with the government's support and the officials' recognitions. We also do much disaster relief there with also the government support and endorsement and help, you know, with transportation and guiding, and helping us to find the victims, or which victims are the most in need, etc., etc. So maybe we're not fully officially operating in our lag of Vietnam, but we are operating nevertheless, okay? And everything will change all the time.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm very glad that some Vietnamese people can come here to Thailand to participate in this event, this meaningful, organized, global saving event. So that shows that Vietnam is a free country. And yes, there's not enough facilities in Vietnam for now, but in the future, there will be. The whole world will change. The whole world will change. And one more thing I have to say, yes, that the Vietnamese, they even in the World Trade Organization, which is an honor and privilege and an advantage for Vietnam. And many countries in the world are sending representative, head of state, leaders of organizations to Vietnam to visit, to exchange policy, to exchange ideas, to help Vietnam or to learn from Vietnam. I'm very happy with the progress in Vietnam. So that is some good point, and we look for the positive all the time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Master. So the next question is about panel. It's for Dr. Nguyễn Thong Yen from Nguyễn Đắc Quý.
Presently, many people lack information or haven't yet realized the seriousness of global warming. They also think that it's a reality that cannot be altered, and they just let it be. As a scientist specializing in changing weather patterns, could you please let us know the effect of global warming on all of Vietnam in particular and another country in the region in the coming years? And what is your message to those who are not concerned about human survivals? Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank you for the question. The problem is that the people are not aware of the global warming and climate change disaster that will come. And the people in the scientific community said that no matter how we do the reduction of greenhouse gases, the global warming will continue in the next century and also in the future. So the problem is now is to bring the awareness to the people. It's what we are doing, we are beginning to do, because the global warming problem is known very recently, some decades back, and having a vegetarian diet to fight against climate change is also very recent. And we begin to propagate the idea of eating less meat, eating no meat, is a way to fight against climate change.
Right.
The problem in our country is the same as in other developing countries. Our country would be one of the most affected by climate change. According to a World Bank report in 2007, our country would be among the five countries the most affected by sea level rise. And you see that when the sea level rise about 1 meter above the level now, then you are among these five countries, our country would be the most affected, except two. One is for the agricultural land flooded. We will be second place after Egypt. And the total land to be flooded by 1 meter rise of sea level, we will be second after one of the island, the Maldives, something like that. But in other domains, like the diminution of the GDP, the diminution of land, we will be classed first. So the problem is very urgent.
Yes.
And as other countries, if the sea level rise above 1 meter, our country will lose 5 million tons of rice every year because of the loss of land for agriculture and also because of the intrusion of the water far into the land. Now, what have we done in our country? I have to say that we are very behind what is done in other countries. Especially, we are much behind Bangladesh, for example. Bangladesh is a country which is also menaced by the sea level rise. But the official authorities have been very active recently. They have founded what is called the NAPA, the National Adaptation Program of Action, that consider every domains of human activities, like agriculture, industry, and so on. Everyone have to sit together to find a way, first, to adapt to the climate change, and second, to find a way to mitigate the causes of climate change. And now, your question is about how the scientists can do. I think what we can do is to tell people to think positive and act positive by eating less meat, eating no meat. We have to do everything. First, to reduce the consumption of fossil fuel, because it is one of the causes of CO2 emission. But recently, people found that a very, very good way to reduce the greenhouse gases is to reduce the livestock sector. And the livestock sector reduction of gas emission can be forced upon by the consumers. If the consumers don't eat meat or eat less meat, then we can have a very good effect. While the reduction of fossil fuel is very difficult, but the vegetarian diet is a better way, a way that the individual can take. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Bravo, doctor. Bravo.
Next question for Master is from Tan Bin, Chio traditional opera artist, who is absent today, Master, so I'm simply going to read this for him.
All right, please.
Hello, Supreme Master Qinghai. Thank you for your devoted efforts to the world. I'm so happy and believe in the bright prospect of the planet when all of humankind adopts a vegan diet. I have a question as follows. In addition to the solution, Be Veg Go Green, which you have compassionately launched, is there any other effective solution to help reduce and stop emissions so that our planet could return to its original green, clean, and beautiful state and end global warming?
Please tell him that I thank him for his positive vision and hope that he always uphold it as a torchlight for others. As far as effective solutions to global warming, if there is another solution as nearly effective, I would have shared it already. Since I also live on this planet, I also worry about our planet. So if there's anything better or as good as the VAS solution, I would have been glad to announce it. So actually, the Be VAS Go Green message sums up the best solutions, so it's easy to remember. But it says a lot, because being VAS, meaning no animal products, can stop 80% of global warming. 80% by our own doing. No protocol, no difficulty, no tax, nothing to pay. This being VAS practice will stop 80% of global warming and almost immediately. Therefore, it is most effective. We just need more people to join the vegan and compassionate circle to make it work. It's the most urgent, time-sensitive solution, in addition to allowing us time to even begin all other solutions. Because we stop 80% of global warming and the remaining 20%, either nature will then be strong enough to take care of herself, or we can work on it by going green. Going green encompasses many solutions within it. There is the individual level. We can be frugal and save electricity and water. Companies can make their products in an eco-friendly way, like without plastic, less packaging, etc. And governments can have the time to install green technology like solar and wind energy, wave power, so on and so forth, and share these with other countries. So first, we have to be VAS. Second, go green. Then we can save the planet. First, be VAS. And then we have time to go green. One supportive solution is do good. Doing good deeds for our families, our friends, strangers, and society at large. This will generate positive, beneficial, benevolent energy to help us to deal with negative, dark, menacing energy that is causing disaster and trouble, disease, suffering for our planet. Only the positive energy can cancel the negative energy. There's no other way. Your work as an opera artist is also helping, because you not only entertain people, but you remind people of many virtues through the operas, you know, through the script and your act. In addition, we can also pray to heaven for protection and mercy, and pray that all beings may be safe and have a brighter future. All these, be VAS, go green, do good, and prayer, together will be a formula to generate incredible, constructive, positive, loving energy. It will be very powerful to counter the disastrous energy that is almost enveloping our planet. In the end, it is this wonderful, powerful energy that will save our world. Thank you, Mr. Tan. I'm also a fan of yours.
We'll have to tell him that.
Yes, please tell him.
Thank you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Next question for Master is from Rewadi Uka Watanakrawi.
สวัสดีค่ะท่านอาจารย์ขอบคุณที่ท่านอาจารย์ให้โอกาสพวกเราพี่น้องชาวไทยกับเวียดนามมาพบกันอีกครั้งหนึ่งและประเทศต่างๆได้มีโอกาสมาพบกันณที่นี้ Thank you Master to let us to join together again Thank you Master to be here in ThailandWhat are the strong features of Thailand that can help the world get through the climate crisis? Thank you, Master.
ขอบคุณค่ะขอบคุณมากมากค่ะ
ขอบคุณค่ะอาจารย
์ How are you, Kuan Ying?
ขอบคุณอาจารย์สบายดีค่ะ
Thank you for your important question. I also feel that each and every country has different strengths they can offer to help the world in this time of crisis, materially, socially, and even spiritually. I'm sure Thailand has multiple strengths to contribute to the world. But I think your country'smoral and spiritual quality is a special noteworthy strength. I have always admired Thailand and her people for their noble tradition and moral values and their humility. I believe this has a basis in the teaching of the Buddha. The government,For example, His Royal Majesty the King and Her Majesty the Queen, Her Royal Highness the Princess, His Royal Highness the Prince, etc., the royal household, also respect and have faith in these good, wise, universal teachings. This is a very good example for Thai people. The Buddha taught kindness,sharing, not harming the natural environment, and compassion for all beings, which includes being vegetarian, as you are. Konyi. These teachings are not just spiritual stepping stones for reaching enlightenment, but also very practical ways to sustain our physical world so that it would last and harmoniously.So the strongest, most beneficial feature of Thailand is that you are already somewhat immersed in the nobler way of life since ancient times, being a Buddhist country. But more importantly, we must put the teaching into practice, the teaching of the Buddha. We must stop killing of the sentient beings,whether directly or indirectly. Directly means like the butcher, the people who raise livestock for meat. Indirectly are the consumer, the one who buy meat to encourage this practice to go further. Or else, the Buddha has said, there will be consequences according to the killing action.It's stated very clearly in the Lankavatara Sutra. The Buddha said, meat eaters have so many countless offenses. Thus, vegetarians have masses of countless merits and virtues. So, these merits and virtues of a vegan diet are the best strength anyone or any country could have in this time of crisis. if we want life for ourselves and for our planet, we would heed this wisdom and get rid of the meat diet. I pray that Thailand will also return to her original, glorious, noble way of life. May the Buddhas bless you all, your country, Thai people. Thank you, Khun Ying. Thank you for being veg.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism.
The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Next question for Master is from Rungnapa Thirajaran Sagun. He's a gift shop owner and vegetarian.
Also vegetarian. Wow.
อยากถามอาจารย์ว่าไข้หวัดปี2009ร้ายแรงขึ้นทุกวันจะหยุดยั้งมันได้อย่างไร I love you อาจารย
์ I love you too คุณหญิงรุ่งนภา You see this is a tragedy of our time one of the worst unprecedented unstoppable right now that is the swine flu.It is very sad, very deadly, every day. How it will be halted? Yes, I do share your concern about this tragic, painful, frightening situation that we have gotten into, but it's our own making. The so-called swine flu is very frightening because we are told it is likely to get worse and more widespread and more deadly.To remind us, I will share a few recent findings from the researchers and the World Health Organization. Firstly, swine flu is unprecedentedly the fastest growing pandemic we have ever seen. Imagine, and we have seen so many, we have known so many in the past. It became a pandemic in just 2 months. Previously,Similar deadly flu viruses took at least half a year to spread globally. And we have heard so many bad ones already. But this swine flu is likely to infect 2 billion people. That is, one in every 3 person in the world over 2 years be infected. We are already close to 2,000 officially counted fatalities.And there could be thousands more without a vaccine. But even the vaccine is not completely reliable. We hear of death cases every day, officially only. Unofficially, we would never be able to know. First, the supply for everyone is sorely inadequate. The vaccine. We don't have enough vaccine. Next,The virus, in some cases, was completely resistant to the vaccine, even. The vaccine did not help at all. And now, some British researchers said that the vaccine might not be much help for the children, who are in the most vulnerable group. Isn't that frightening and sad? If you have children, I'm sure you worry day and night.Many countries are prepared to close schools or already closed schools, prepared to close school completely even. Every school in the country to stop the spread of the disease or to minimize the risk for the children. Some developed countries even, like France. So how can we stop this unfolding terrifying nightmare?You ask. The only way to halt it is to make sure it can never happen again in the first place. That is no more animal raising. Stop the virus at its source which is precisely at the utterly inhumane, filthy, cramped, hot, soil, bacteria-infested pig farm. Pig farms are the source of swine flu. We have to stop pig farming. We have to stop the place where the swine flu originated and spread and mutated and become worse and worse every day for us. Thus, the root cause of the swine flu virus is our cruel meat-eating habit that makes us a very cruel being and not very dignified as that. As long as meat industry continues, such viruses will continue to be born. After this one, we will have the next and the next and the next and the next, and one of them will be even worse than we can imagine now, and more deadly, as the experts have warned us long ago. The animal farms must be closed, and to do that, we must be vegan. By the way, the swine flu is by far not the only scary disease that also comes from or is spread by humans' cruel treatment of animals. Avian flu, tuberculosis, listeria, Crohn's disease, mad cow disease, Campylobacter, Staphylococcus aureus, etc., etc. And now we have its more dangerous form called MRSA. Namely, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's a superbug, meaning there is no antibiotic to cure it. No antibiotic for this superbug. We have it now, in our world. And its likely source is because we fed the animals too many antibiotics. So this disease arose because we overbreed animals and create the conditions for the disease to form and spread. Other disease came from hunting and other cruelty committed on the poor animals. HIV, the killer of 25 million people since 1981, is from humans' consumption of primates. And just recently, as you know from the news, people in China are dying from the pneumonic plague, which originated from hunting mammoths for food. It's very contagious and can kill a victim within 24 hours. So, all these diseases, not just the swine flu, could be prevented if only humans turn away from such unhealthy, cruel, violent habits. The habits of raising, hunting, and eating animal flesh. It have to be stopped, the consuming of animal flesh. Thank you for asking this very heart-wrenching question.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Tôi vô cùng xúc động và nhận thấy cái đường lối này, cái chủ trương này vô cùng quý báu, vô cùng xác thật và nó đi đúng với cái tâm từ ái, từ bi, hỷ xả của Đạo Phật. Bây giờ tôi ăn chay và tôi mới có cảm nghĩa rằng là ít bệnh hoạn. Từ đó mà tôi nhận thấy rằng ăn chay là một cái điều mà rất cần thiết. Cái việc làm với sư phụ như thế này tôi rất là tâm đắc.
Quả cầu lẫn ống ly thì là nguyên tắc thì tất cả những căn bang phải tan, mà phải tan thì mặt nước biển phải dâng. Vô thiền sư Thanh Hải trong giai đoạn này là một sứ giả, là một sứ giả hay là một con người sứ mệnh của vũ trụ, con người sứ mệnh của Thượng Đế để thực hiện cái nhiệm vụ này, thực hiện nhiệm vụ này để đánh thức tất cả nhân loại trên trái đất này hãy trở về với chính mình, biết mình, thương mình và tự chăm sóc cho chính mình. Chúng ta bắt đầu chúng ta làm thế nào mà chặn đứng lại cái tình trạng là hủy hoại của trái đất. Chúng ta đang sống hành tinh này đang bị hâm nóng này. Tiếng nói vô thượng sư Thanh Hải là tiếng nói lan tỏa nhân rộng khắp càn khôn vũ trụ này, đánh thức vũ trụ này và nhận diện tất cả cây cỏ chim muông trên vạn vật này đều là huynh đệ anh em, một tiếng nói hết sức vô giá. Xin bằng phép được chúc ngài vua thiền sư Thanh Hải luôn đầy đủ nguồn năng lượng lớn thì vua thiền sư tiếp tục diễn tải được cái thông điệp của chính ngài đến với toàn khắp vũ trụ.
It was a joy having you with us today for Words of Wisdom, Part 8 of this rebroadcast of the live video conference, Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, with guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, will air tomorrow, so please tune in to Supreme Master Television. Up next is A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, right after Noteworthy News. May you have a blissful life under God's loving grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.